You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I got a question for you. How did you sleep today? Have you slept well in a week? How is your performance? Did you know sleeping and your performance are related? This program, our next program, we'll be talking specifically about that. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, this is so important. We've been studying on this, right?
Yes, we've
been working on it.
Yes.
And getting sleep is so important that I think about LeBron James. LeBron James.
Yes, NBA.
NBA basketball player on a team. I forget the name of the team.
Lakers. Lakers. Come on.
Is he on the Lakers now?
He's on the Lakers now. He's been on several teams.
Yeah, I know. And so you think about this. He sleeps 12 hours a day.
Yes.
To be able to get to recover from his, you know, there's a lot. It's very rigorous out there. But how is he succeeding? Well, sleep is a key part of that. As a matter of fact, we're going to break this down and talk to you. This is so important. We're going to talk about how sleep is being used by people who are succeeding, and how not getting sleep is impacting people from reaching their success. We're going to talk about the things that are causing people to lose their sleep and things you can do to actually solve that problem, solutions to it.
So important, because for years we've been hearing the opposite. You know, I've got so much to do.
I don't need much sleep.
No, I can run off of 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
And, you know, I've thought about that at times. Until you start crashing, then you're not really performing at the highest of levels. Yeah. So, talking about these athletes, according to Huffington Post, Kevin Durant.
Yes, Kevin.
Yes. Yeah. He was with one of your favorite teams
Golden State.
Right. But every day, he says, is a new chance to challenge myself and push my training to the next level. But I can only do that if I keep my energy up. Sleep is an important part of that. A solid 8 hours of sleep each night.
People talk about, you know, quite often time management. And there's no really such thing as time management, because everybody has the same amount of time. It's actually managing things around energy. How much energy do you have? When is your peak energy? When is your low energy? What are you doing to get energy? And one specific thing you can do Kevin's talking about, is getting sleep, getting good sleep, not just laying down, but actually being
good quality sleep.
Good
It's not just Kevin Durant, but it's a host of athletes. In fact, the fastest man in the world.
Wait a minute, who?
Yes, the fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt. He says, sleep is extremely important to me. I need to rest and recover. And that's the important aspect. We'll be talking about recovering in order for the training I do to be absorbed in my body. Bolt was a reigning Olympic champion, 3 events. He's the first man to win 6 Olympic gold medals. I think we need to probably pay attention to what he has to say. He says that he sleeps 8 to 10 hours every night.
Every night. That's so important. Okay. And then we also have Michelle Wee, right?
Yes, Michelle Wee. She says, when I can,
the golfer,
when I can,
champion,
I'll sleep more than 12 hours, and I don't feel very good if I get less than 10 hours.
No wonder we're feeling them.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
So the person that's kind of dancing around the room, they slept all night long.
They slept well.
Okay.
And here, one of people's probably favorites, LeBron James.
Yeah.
4-time MVP. He says he needs 12 hours of sleep every night.
What's his income?
A lot.
It's over $1 million a year.
A lot. I think he signed a $1 billion contract with Nike alone. So.
I mean, you think people say, if I sleep, I won't be successful. I can't earn $1 billion. But he sleeps 12 hours a day because he knew that his body is his instrument for success. Yeah. So then he worked on his body by getting rest, and now he's making $1 billion.
It's a big thing. I think there's a paradigm shift that
allegedly $1 billion.
You know, all of us have to make if you're not sleeping or thinking that you need that type of amount. Because people think, you know, and I've often thought that for years, I can function off of, you know, X amount of hours. The question is, can you function well?
Right.
Can you function at a top level of performance? We're going to be hearing from PhD doctors that are going to share some insight with us about the power of sleep. But before we do that, we're going to start talking about some of those things that affect your sleep. Because if you talk to the average person today and say, you know, did you sleep well? Most people that I speak with say,
they've lost the definition. What does that really mean?
I laid down. I don't know if I really slept.
Laid down, right.
Even the doctor says that sleeping pills don't really even help you get good quality rest. They sedate you, but you're not sleeping.
Right, you don't go through all the REMs of sleep.
Absolutely.
And all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing
that affects your sleep
is your diet, what you're eating before you go to bed.
A bag of Cheetos is good, right? A ball of Diet Coke.
Anything. I mean, you know, which makes sense. These are some practical, you know, wisdom. But if you're eating a couple hours before you go to bed, your body's doing digestive work. Right. It's probably going to keep you up all night.
That's what a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, that your digestive system is a big process. And so if you eat a big meal before you go to sleep, you're going to stay awake until that food's digested. Your whole body's going to be moving and digesting. And if it doesn't do well, it could be really bad. But you're taken away from your resting time because you're it's digesting
your body's working.
Time. Right, right.
That's why oftentimes if you eat a big meal, you're...
So no ice cream after 6
p.m. No, that's rough. Yeah, as you can see, I can cut down some ice cream.
You're looking good.
I'm trying. But what happens with, even with the whole food thing, mm-hmm. is that you're right. If you eat a big meal for lunch, let's say, oftentimes people get sleepy and tired. Your digestive system takes so much work just to... digest the food. How much more when you're, you know, at rest?
And this is so important. We're not talking about just good health habits. We're talking about how you can succeed in life. And so you'll start eating differently when you understand the food has to do with your success.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, if you aren't going anywhere, you don't have any vision, you don't want to accomplish anything. I mean, you got a big bucket of ice cream. You got some chips.
Eat all
lazy
you want.
Boy,
sleep's not important.
You're streaming something. The thing about it is, when you want success, sleep is a key element. That's what we're talking about. This is a very important part of a success hack, including
and
caffeine,
I'm saying not just success in business, but success in your life.
Yeah,
I mean, your fruit-bearing potential goes way down when you don't have enough sleep.
You'll be
irritable.
A better husband, better father,
better everything.
Wife, you know, get some rest.
Yeah, get some rest. The second thing is caffeine. So if you have, which includes sodas and chocolate, not just coffee, but if you have caffeine.
Hazelnut ice cream, I found. Yeah. Chocolate ice cream.
Victim there, right? Yeah, it's like, ooh, not,
it was
not a
good
combination.
But it was a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, so caffeine, it's going to keep you up. Number three. Mm-hmm. Light in the room, even a small amount of light can affect the quality of your sleep and the amount of the sleep that you get.
Right, yeah.
So I know that some people do as a sleep hack is they get an eye mask that covers every bit, you know, of their eyes so they don't get any light in them.
That or, you know, if you're watching LED devices, that's affecting your eyes. Or you can just put, like, you know, I learned this in law enforcement years ago, working shift work, just put a dark shade over the window in your sleeping area.
Yeah.
I mean, focus for that room. That room is for your sleep. That's what you do. That's part of your, you show up at work from 8 to 5. People spend so much time focusing on trying to get that rest. If you just focus on that, you're going to have so much better. As a matter of fact, they tell you this. They go, listen, if you're having a problem, sleep on it.
Yeah.
Because when you sleep, you're able to begin to think again, and you're walking with the Lord. God can even give you a dream or insight.
Listen,
you know, things going on.
You want to help your children do well in school. They're recommending that children are getting 9 to 10 hours of sleep. If they're up all night watching TV, playing with their games, looking at their phones, they're not going to be able to have the grades that they're going to need, you know, and that we're expecting of them if they're up all night.
Sleeping during class is not going to help them.
No,
okay,
no, right. No. You get sleep at night, right?
Okay, before they get there.
Number four. Medical issues. Listen, how many people have problems with their bodies? Mm-hmm. Bless your heart. I have enough time sleeping sometimes without any kind of physical
pain
ailments.
Is one of the biggest interrupters of that. Yeah,
yeah.
Sleep,
so
yeah.
That's going to affect your sleep. That's a big
solve
one.
Solve your pain and you can solve your sleep.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Here's another one that affects a lot of people in their sleep. Worries. They try to go to bed, but they have problems. They try to go to bed and get rest, but they're being attacked constantly in their mind with what's going to happen. The Bible tells us, listen, don't worry about tomorrow. It has enough trouble of its own. You know, sometimes you got to give that thing totally to God and trust the Lord. But worries and problems will keep people up at night.
Well, we're fixing to go to a break. We've got so many more we're going to talk to you about, including solutions. This is one. If you don't do anything in this quarter of the year, focus on getting the sleep hack down because this is so important to your performance. It's going to change everything. God's designed you for success. But if we don't listen to the designer who said you're going to need sleep, you're going to need a rest, then you won't be able to succeed to your maximum potential. Think about this, performance hacks. Think about the most important thing you can do. One of the most important things is to get sleep, significant sleep. And we're talking what things that impact your sleep. We went up the last one we talked to was sixth, you know, talking about fifth. Which is about worrying. But now we're talking about number six. John,
number
what's number six?
Number six is screen time. Things that affect your quality of sleep or your lack of sleep. And so many people right now are looking at their phones, their iPads, and all this light in the middle of the darkness, you know, this is not the good light, because it's keeping you awake, it's keeping you energized, keeping your mind alert. And you're just going to look at one article, or you're just going to read a text, you're going to read an email, or you're going to do a to-do list, and what happens is you stay longer
and
longer.
Or to watch YouTube
longer.
Or things.
Oh, yeah, watch a program.
Unless you're watching VFN TV, that's going to give you peace. We're going to pray for you. We're going to give you wisdom. That's going to help you out. It's not going to agitate you.
No,
get you.
Not
our
at
goal
all.
Is not to do that. Yeah. Okay.
But screen time will affect it. You know. Mm-hmm. So you
watch time.
Sure.
iPad time. Yeah. Flat screen time. Computer time. All different ways to stream.
These
stuff
are
now.
Practical things, yeah. But how many times if you don't think about it, you mm-hmm. know, so many of us are going to the next event, the next appointment. We're not really giving thought. The Bible says a wise man or a wise woman gives thought to their ways. Sometimes you got to reflect on, you know, what is actually happening in my day-to-day life. What are some of the things that I'm doing, and how is it affecting me the following day? You may not have thought about it, but this is a real thing.
They have apps that can help you with that. That literally calculates your screen time. How many times you pick your phone up, how many hours you're looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, you could look at it for work. You could look at it for just relaxation or news.
Well, I know a few people don't even bring their phones into their bedrooms at night. And just there's certain things that you have to do just to make sure that you're not even tempted to pick it up.
That's
good. The last one, things that affect your sleep.
Okay.
Is not having a set time to go to bed. Mm. You know, part of being successful and making sure that you have an impactful day is you have to have a definitive time to get up, but you also have to have a definitive time to go to bed. Yeah. And I've heard the good doctor here say, you'll hear on the program, that we set an alarm clock to get up. We may need to set an alarm clock to go to bed.
Yeah.
You may want to do that 15 minutes before, you know, it's actual bedtime.
And we've talked about that with routines before. You got to begin a routine. You can't just all of a sudden just go to bed. You got to begin to think about it maybe an hour before. You know, go through your, you know, whatever you normally do to get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, brush your teeth and stop looking at
start
your problems.
Shutting down.
You know, for Pat, stop lifting all those weights.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
At 9 o'clock at night. I mean, whatever it is. You know, and then by the time you get to that point that you're set to go to sleep, you're ready to go to sleep.
Because
you can't just like get in the middle. I need to sleep now.
Well, people think they're going to go crash. Work, or do, and then you're going to crash. It doesn't happen.
Too bad
that
it don't work that way.
Yeah, right. It doesn't happen that way.
That's good. So those are things that interfere with it.
Seven things that interfere with your sleep. We're going to be talking next about this interview with the sleep doctor, the
Dr.
PhD.
Matthew Walker, right?
Matthew Walker.
Right.
He's a professor at Berklee College. He's the author of the book of Why We Sleep. You're seeing a cover of it now.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a great interview when bringing you some of the things, wisdom, really, that he shares on Scavlin TV. And the first thing he's asked is, how does sleep and creativity, how are those two things connected?
You want to be more creative at work. You want to be more creative in your life. Maybe it's your sleep. Let's take a look.
They are very connected. We know that sleep inspires problem solving. It's almost as though sleep is like, it's a group therapy for memories. That sleep gathers in all of the information that you've been learning during the day, and it starts to collide it in these strange connected ways. It's sort of informational alchemy, as it were, so that you wake up the next day with a revised mind-wide web of associations. And we can now demonstrate that in the laboratory. We can sort of give you these problems to solve that seem difficult before sleep. And then we give you a full 8 hours and we measure your sleeping brainwaves. You wake up the next day and you're 3 times more likely to be able to solve a problem than if you just to stay awake on a problem. And that's the reason that no one has ever told you to stay awake on a problem. Instead, they tell you to
sleep on a problem.
Think about it, sleep on. We're talking about the power of good rest and good sleep. The first thing we just talked about is creativity. You're 3 times more likely to be able to come up with a new idea, to solve a problem.
Maybe have a new invention. That's amazing.
Get a good mattress. Get a good pillow. Set your room. Understand that you're preparing to be 3 times better at solving problems. How many people stay up longer trying to solve problems with the 55 rule that Michael Hyatt talks about with Michael Hyatt and Company is that once you hit beyond 55 hours a week, you start losing even that productivity that you gained. So you can't just keep working more and more and more and produce more and more.
Yeah, and we're talking to performers. I mean, the people that really are staying up late at night are the people that are trying to crack this code, man.
Right.
You're trying to get the secret to perform better the next day, to fix the problem, fix the issue before you go back into the office. And the truth is that you probably need to close the computer, put the iPad away.
It's powerful.
And go to bed.
I know when I'm preparing, you know, and I'm going to go speak somewhere, you know, God's laying something on my heart, and I have all these notes and everything. But the best thing I can do after all that is to lay still and be quiet and allow God to be God. And all of a sudden, during that time when you're doing nothing, you know, the Holy Spirit, God just begins to move on your business, moves on what you're going to do, and He just brings it to life.
No doubt.
But if you don't ever have that time of resting on it and pausing on it, We're just kind of moving in our own works, won't
yeah.
we? Kind of moving
it's
in
almost
our
like,
own.
It's really supernatural when you think about it.
It is.
Think
about
getting a message or a teaching. Yeah. It's like the content just starts to settle in your heart and your spirit, and it's filed in all the right places, and you begin to just...
Ken Summerall, spiritual father to me, says, fill up, and then blow up.
Yeah.
You know, and that time of rest in there allows you, when you're full of your business, of your strategy, what's going on, now it's time for you to relax and rest and sleep on it and watch what God does with what you've done. Because you're trusting
so
God. When you rest and you lay your head down, God could even speak to a prideful Pharaoh at a time like that. Mm. So you're thinking, I'm struggling in my life. I don't know if God could talk to me. He says in Job 33 that he'll speak to even a prideful man in the sleep. And so God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He's into your success. He expects your success.
Yeah.
So allow him to get involved in that. And one aspect of that we'll be talking about is that what you lose first is your REM sleep when you're not doing this, which
REM,
means
rapid eye movement.
Which is the very time that you actually are able to dream, and that's when God's really talking to you. It's very powerful. Very powerful. John,
yes. The second one, he starts talking about, this is Matthew, the doctor of and the author of Why We Sleep. He begins to start talking about the power of and what happens when we have sleep amnesia. There's actually two forms.
Amnesia.
Take a look.
Okay.
And those are classically the two forms of insomnia that we have. One is called sleep onset insomnia, difficulty falling asleep. The other is called sleep maintenance insomnia. So you can fall asleep, but you can't stay asleep. You wake back up. And certainly what we know is that one of the principal causes of insomnia, which, by the way, is twice as likely to be present in women than in men. It's a far more female impacted disorder. The principal cause there seems to be anxiety. That sort of fight or flight branch of the nervous system gets ramped up. And when that gets ramped up, it's very difficult to fall asleep. So what do you do about that? Well, there's lots of things you can try. Meditation has been demonstrated to be remarkably effective. It just sort of quietens down the nervous system, allows you to fall asleep. The other thing is actually a worry journal. Now, as a hard-nosed scientist, when I was looking at the evidence and reviewing this, I thought, it surely doesn't work, which is an hour before bed, just write down all of the concerns and the things that you have on your mind.
That's so powerful. One thing we talk about in a focused life is to be able to journal your life, to plan out your day, to write down what's taking place, plan what's going to happen tomorrow. So when you're laying in bed at night, you're thinking like, I got to remember this. I got to remember that. You're not going to get good rest if you're thinking about those things. So you can write those things down. We talk about that in a full focus life. As a matter of fact, if you have not yet joined the VFNKB community, we're telling so many different things that, success hacks. This is just some of them. You can join today. It's free. Just go to VFNKBcommunity.com and join, and you can actually catch the rest of this. This is so important. This program and our next program is so important because we're talking about something that so many people are missing right now.
Yeah.
So many things. We've got 24 hours. There was a day that you would have your business. You would open it up. You had business hours. You're open from 8 to 6 p.m. or something, and you would put a sign on your door that said, we're closed at 6, and then you would go home. You and Opie would go home or wherever,
Have
dinner with the family with Aunt B. These kind of things would happen. And that now today is like you never have a close sign. You never have it's time to go to bed.
No closure.
There's no closure to anything. And everything's blending over. We're not designed for that. But the only way this really works, and we'll have so many more we're going to talk about, literally solutions on our next program, that you got to trust God. If you don't trust God, if you're thinking you're the one doing it and you're calculating your success in your own head and like, oh, I better do this, I better do that, this don't happen, this is going to fall, you're trusting yourself. You're never going to be able to rest. The thing about it is, even Jesus, when Jesus was in a storm with the disciples on the water, and I've been in a ship before in a storm when I was in the Navy, that it could be pretty impactful. But Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. God himself, the Son of God, was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. He actually knew there was a time to go to sleep and there's time to wake up. And the disciples were anxious. They were nerving. They were nervous. They were going through the anxiety that they talked about that takes away sleep. Mm-hmm. And they were like, God, don't you even care? Don't you care? We're going to die. And how many people right now are just crying out to God, God, don't you care? And this God says, I care enough. Go to bed. Get some sleep. Yeah. Listen to this wisdom. Because God himself was sleeping and he did care. He controls the wind and the wave. He spoke to the storm. If you want him to speak to your in your life, to your storms, in your business, your situation, your ministry, you got to trust him. God responds to faith, not to pain, not to lack, not to sickness. He responds to people who believe him. John G. Lake said this, man responsible for massive healings, healing rooms, 5,000 churches he started in Africa. He said, God will step over 1 million people to get with one man that believes him. It's about faith. It's about faith. I want to pray with you right now. Don't forget to comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. But just let us know right below, you know, what are your thoughts about these sleep hacks? Maybe you have some different secrets yourself. Let me pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience right now, God, that you would just give them supernatural sleep, supernatural wisdom for having the ability to sleep in life's storm. Lord, build their faith, Father God. Increase their faith that they can rest and give them wisdom to plan their day so they can rest at night. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN-KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.